Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, Pew Bible page 1453. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Listen. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. And may the Lord bless to our hearts and lives this reading and hearing of his holy and inspired word. Let us now look to God for a few moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and answer them according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture lesson from Matthew has often been called the temptation of Jesus. And you know the story well. Jesus came from Nazareth at the age of 30 to be baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And as he came out of the water, the Spirit of God descended upon him, and a voice from heaven, God's voice, declared, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But before they could have a party to celebrate the baptism of Jesus, the Bible tells us the Spirit of God led him to the desert to do battle with Satan, the tempter. Needless to say, Jesus passed every temptation of Satan. He came through with flying colors. Now, the first man God created, Adam, failed a similar test. He ate the forbidden fruit. And someone has said that ever since the Garden of Eden, forbidden fruit is responsible for many a bad jam. Temptation. Christ did not fail. Christ passed the test. It is a source of strength, I think, to know that we have a friend. Jesus is our friend. We have a friend who has been tempted, who passed the test. And because Jesus is our friend, he can help us pass the test as well. In Hebrews 2:18 we read, "Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Now, none of us goes through life without being tempted. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have tempted, and many of us have failed to in those temptations. All of us have sinned. Although Jesus was the Son of God, He was tempted. Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet He was without sin. Now, Jesus was not tempted to see if He were the Son of God. He was tempted because He was the Son of God. Satan tempted Jesus to turn against the will of His Father. Satan tempted Him to avoid the path of the cross, the path of suffering, the path of humiliation and hardship. But Jesus was equal to the test. I believe that temptation has three components that we need to consider to help us pass the test as well. There is an internal component to temptation. How we deal with our own times of being tempted will be determined, first of all, by the strength of our innermost being, of our internal resources to help us cope with temptations that come our way. If we are strong inwardly, we are better able to pass the test of temptation. If we are weak in our innermost being, then we perhaps will fail. Mark Antony was considered one of the great orators of Roman culture. He was an intelligent person. He was a brave soldier. He was a powerful leader. Outwardly, he was a big man, a strong leader. But internally, morally, spiritually, he was a weakling. He was a midget. And one of his associates said to him, "Thou art able to conquer the world, but unable to resist a single temptation." How tragic that such a large man, such a powerful man, such an influential man could cast such a small shadow. He would not be the last leader, not the last popular person so flawed, as we all know. Contrast Mark Antony with Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus was a penniless, itinerant preacher in the eyes of Rome. But he cast a shadow over history like none other who has ever lived. And he did it by the strength of his character, by this inner strength, inner spiritual strength that he had. The Bible tells us that he was without sin. In other words, whatever the circumstance was, Jesus fulfilled the will of God. He did not turn his back upon God. He did what God wanted him to do. Now the question for us is, how strong are we internally, morally, spiritually? How strong are we on the inside? And the truth is that some people are stronger than others. Maybe it had to do with the discipline that we had when we grew up. Maybe it has to do with the influence of some adults that we had growing up that influenced us, that created within us an inner strength morally and spiritually. Some people have stronger character and are stronger inwardly than others for various reasons. And those people are better able to cope with temptations because of what they have on the inside, because of their inner moral character and strength. That's the inward component of temptations that we face and how we deal with them. But there's another component of temptation, that is the external. Now, some of us have no difficulty with temptation unless it's staring us in the face, unless we're in the presence of that temptation. And sometimes the best advice we can receive is to get away from its presence, whatever that influence is out there that wants to drag us down to do wrong. And when we are confronted with such a temptation externally, we need to turn our backs upon it and get away from it. Satan used external objects to tempt Jesus. We read the story. You know the story. He showed him stones, urged him to turn them to bread. Satisfy your physical hunger, Jesus. He showed him the temple and suggested that he make a daring leap from the top of it and the angels would come and take care of him. He was the Son of God. He had the power to bring down angels to help him. He showed him the kingdoms of the world and offered to give them to him. You see, Satan was offering Jesus external success. Why, he could have popularity and power if only he would follow the ways of the world and not the way of God. But Jesus had the power within to resist the temptations of Satan. Friends, you and I every day are confronted with temptations. They're a test of our honesty, test of our integrity, test of our character, test of our moral strength, test of our ability to love others, test of our willingness to sacrifice for others, test of our commitment to our spouses and our friends. We are confronted with temptations every day. Temptations in our thoughts, in our actions. Temptations in our words that we speak. Temptations that come to us every day. And because we are followers of Jesus, we regard these tests more seriously than people who are not believers. To many people who do not profess Christianity, who are not followers of Jesus Christ, those people are the ones who say, what's wrong with telling some lies? What's wrong with cheating a little bit? What's wrong with a little betrayal? Now, these are important issues to us because we understand ourselves to be children of God. And you see, there's only one safe response to temptation, is to make sure that we are never in a position where the external temptations might overcome our internal resources. So when those external temptations confront us, we need to flee away from them. We need to run away. We need to turn our backs upon them. Depend upon our internal resources to resist the external temptations that come our way. So, there is an internal component to temptation. There is an external component to temptation. But there's one more component that is so important. It is the eternal component. We resist temptations best when we are totally committed to God. Then we will not allow ourselves to be dragged down by something we know that in our hearts is wrong. If we are totally committed to God, we know right from wrong, and we will turn our backs upon the wrong and follow the right, the will of God. Satan offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world, but Jesus was committed to the kingdom of God. And because of his commitment to the eternal, his commitment to God, he was able to resist the temptations of the world, the kingdom of the world. He was not going to allow himself to be dragged down to the level of Satan. He was committed to a higher calling. Now, it's important for us to, in significance, that Jesus confronted temptations at the beginning of his ministry. First of all, he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Then the Spirit of God led him to the wilderness to be tempted. And after he endured those temptations, then he begins his ministry. So it's important that he was able to face temptations at the beginning of his ministry. This prepared him for all the decisions that he would make later, even accepting the cruel shame of the cross and taking our sins upon himself. Here's something we need to remember. When temptations come, it's a test not only of our internal resources, it is a temptation of our commitment to God. So when we're tempted to be dishonest or unfaithful or unloving or whatever external temptation that may come our way, we should say to ourselves, I'm not simply being tempted to do wrong. I'm being tempted as to the seriousness of my commitment to Jesus Christ. Which is it going to be? Am I going to yield to that temptation, or am I going to be determined in my commitment to Jesus? If I pass this test, I will pass the next test that much easier. I'm a child of God, and with God's help, I'm going to be committed to the kingdom of God, to following Jesus Christ. And that may mean that we would remove ourselves from the presence of an external temptation. It may mean that we will spend more time in prayer, more time in communion with God. But we can pass the test. Christ has shown us that we can pass the test. We're human. What is it that's going to tempt us this week, later today, tomorrow, sometime this week? We're all tempted. What temptation has your life and your faith in turmoil? Whatever it is, bring it with you as we participate in the Lord's Supper today. Because Jesus is able to help those who are being tempted. Let us approach the throne of God and let go of that temptation. We need to give it to Jesus. We need to feed upon the grace of His presence, the strength of that grace, and the power of His forgiveness. Jesus can help us pass the test of temptation. Amen.